Welcome back, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. I am so glad that you have tuned in to Faith in Action. It's a new show locally produced here in Sioux City for St. Gabriel Communications, and I'm your host. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member. If you've been with us from the start of the show, thank you so much for staying with us. And I want to give a shout out to my first guest, Sister Fidelis Marie, who is missionary Benedictine sister, who is actually mother housed in Norfolk, Nebraska, but dwells here with other sisters up at Holy Cross Parish, St. Michael Church. And it was a treat to have her on and discuss, you know, what is going on with vocation specifically to the religious life. And so I thank her so much. Now in the studio with me is another individual who is associated with cultivating vocations for the Diocese of Sioux City. I want to welcome Father Shane Demon. He is Director of Vocations for the Diocese of Sioux City. Father Shane, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Joanne. It's good to be with you. Thanks for the invitation. And I'm glad that we could kind of team up with Sister Fidelis. She and I do a lot of work together in promoting vocations around this region. So glad that we could both be on the show together.
Absolutely. She was a real treat, and I think the listeners enjoyed her. Yeah. And I know they will you as well, so no pressure.
We'll try. Yeah, we'll try my best. Bring my A game here.
Absolutely. Okay. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, where you went to school.
Don't you hate it when you're about to talk and you breathe at the same time?
Right.
Okay, here we go. So I'm a native of here of Sioux City. Grew up in St. Michael's Parish, went to St. Michael's Leeds Grade School, went to Heathland High School and graduated with a class of 99. And then later went on to study music and philosophy at the University of St. Thomas and entered seminary up there, then continued theology studies at the North American College and was ordained in 2008. And I had served in Milford's Parish up in St. Joseph's and a Holy Trinity Parish in Webster County in the Fort Dodge area. And then in 2015, was named the vocation director by the bishop. So I'm starting my seventh year now in this office. It's going by very fast, but I'm enjoying it. It's a real privilege to work with young people who are discerning where God is calling them and how can they use their gifts and talents to serve the church and the entire world.
And you are also associated with Bishop Heland High School here in Sioux City.
I am, yeah. In addition to being vocation director, I'm the chaplain of the high school here.
Okay, and listeners, as you well know, this show is a lot about me. And so Father Shane and I have many connections. I'll give the first one, and that is he is a classmate of my number three son, Eric Fox.
That's right.
Yes, very much so. And, of course, the other boys were a little bit older than
right.
you, but that's okay. And so we have that connection. His mother, Francine Kukula, maiden name, she and I went to confirmation together at St. Casimir's Church
right.
in Sioux City. And then going back even farther, your grandmother and my mother were individuals who grew up in St. Francis
sure.
Church in Sioux City.
Sure.
So any time that we connect, we always kind of bring up those commonalities, which
yeah.
is it's just a joy
yeah.
to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, as Director of Vocations, maybe tell the listeners how it was you personally discerned that you had a calling to the priesthood.
You know, Father Brian Hughes was the vocation director in the late 90s here, and I had ran into him one day, and he kind of said, you know, Shane, I think you really need to get serious about the priesthood. You need to be thinking about going to seminary, and I wasn't interested in that at all. I really had no context to think about seminary. I had never visited a seminary before, never met a seminarian. And in those years, no one was talking about, you know, vocational discernment. No one was talking about, you know, possibly being a priest. It just wasn't a real common topic. So not having a context and not finding it very relatable, I just didn't really engage it much. But later at the University of St. Thomas, when I actually met seminarians on campus and met other men who were thinking of priesthood, it was a lot easier to call Father Hughes back and say, okay, now I'm ready to talk about it. So I know that really drives a lot of my own vocational ministry, trying to put young people in a context where they feel comfortable talking about where God is calling them, how they can use their gifts and talents, and even just hanging out with seminarians or people studying for religious life, that can break down a lot of apprehensions in which people feel like, hey, I can relate to these people. I could see myself serving on their team. We've got a lot in common. I find their own vocational story to be inspirational. So a lot of that drives my own work here now in the diocese.
And a lot of that work are outreach events that I would call.
Sure.
And maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about the different outreach events that your office has hosted and coordinated.
Sure. So obviously, I don't think going to events just suddenly, you know, just makes one become a priest. You know, we have to accompany people. We have to walk with them and help form young people to really listen to the voice of God and know where Jesus is speaking in their own prayer and sacramental journey. So events just don't do that overnight. But what events do is that they can help someone just kind of be affirmed in their ongoing path of discernment. But they can also create environments where relationships unfold, maybe meeting some of the seminarians or other young discerners that can really help give them a broader network so they don't feel like they're discerning this on their own. And we've got several initiatives that help with that. We just recently finished in early August our Quo Vadis retreat. This is the fifth annual Quo Vadis retreat that we've done, held up in Okoboji, in which I asked the seminarians to run a weekend retreat for young men thinking of priesthood. And we had 18 men show up, young prospective candidates who were just trying to figure out, what is it that God wants for my life? And how can I learn from these seminarians? Back in June, we took the fourth annual Quest trip. We had 48 guys and we went out hiking in Estes Park, Colorado, did some hiking and some other fun camp activities. And that trip isn't so much ordered towards vocational discernment, but more so just to help build up men in masculine holiness, helping them find their identity as young men in Christ. And then hopefully from that position of a well-grounded faith, they'll be able to figure out what their vocations are down the road. So those are two summer events that we pour a lot of time and energy into, and I think they're bearing fruit in helping support these young students and young adults. And then coming up, pretty soon on September 19th, we have the first Legacy Retreat. I've wanted to do a lot more work for middle school students to help plant seeds for vocations. And this is just one small initiative that we're doing, and it's going to be a father-son retreat for junior high students and their fathers or grandfathers or legal guardian, stepfathers perhaps, just to help bring them together, start planting some seeds about where God might take them in life and how they can start to build up their faith long before they even get to high school, and break open some new lines of communication between fathers and sons to talk about deeper issues such as their own faith journey.
That's an interesting approach to that. I wondered where that idea came from. You know, have other dioceses done that and found success? Or were you approached by individuals who said, you know, this might be an interesting way to approach, especially the middle school students? Because I know you and your office do a lot with high school and college. But middle school, that's kind of the gray area, I'd say.
Well, you know, I've wanted to do a lot of middle school outreach for a number of years, and I haven't had a lot of time. I was visiting Father Brian Hughes a few years ago in his parish, and he had actually suggested maybe a father-son retreat, which is a great idea, and that can easily tie in well to middle school outreach. These events, like as I say, they're just not going to be a magic wand, right? But they help people take the next step to maybe discern a little bit more deeply, learn some more prayer tips, encounter the Lord in a fresh way through the sacraments, maybe adoration, Eucharist and confession. All of these things can just be little helpful tools along the way to assist these young people in where they're going. We know through nationwide statistics that there are young people at the age of 13 and 14 just checking out of organized religion. This isn't something anymore that, you know, well, I'll decide my freshman year of college when I leave home if I'm actually going to practice the faith. And as a high school chaplain, I'm entering now my 11th year of high school ministry, and I can see it. You know, we have 14-year-olds coming as freshmen in high school, and some of them have already grown very jaded towards the idea of religion or a relationship with God. And we have to start assisting that at a much younger age.
And I think that father-son retreat would be a good place to start. And again, you mentioned the date, September 19th.
This is September 19th in early Iowa. We're going to begin late morning with Mass, Sunday Mass, and then there'll be activities throughout the day. We've got a couple of guest speakers, the Honorable John Sandy, who's a former seminarian of ours, and a newly appointed district judge for District 3A here in Iowa. He was just appointed a new judge by Governor Reynolds earlier this spring. He's going to be one of our guest speakers. He's got a very strong faith. He's very active in his parish. But then also Nathan Phillips is another one of our former seminarians from the early 2000s who's doing great work with Catholic Charities as a school therapist, going around speaking to that age group with middle school students.
And I believe there's no cost to attend.
There isn't. The Knights of Columbus have graciously underwritten this entire venture for us. And we're very grateful to the Knights and all of their ongoing supportive vocations.
So I believe it starts with Mass at 11:30.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. And then the day kind of concludes about 5.
That's right. So it's I'm kind of calling it a half-day mini-retreat. It's not a full day, but I think it'll be a considering travel time across the diocese too early in the center point of the diocese, I think it'll be a full experience for the guys.
And if you didn't have a chance to run and get a piece of paper or pencil or pen or your phone was not there to put that time, date, place in, we'll mention it again in the second segment of the program, but probably individuals could go to the diocesan website.
Yes, they can certainly contact us through the diocesan website and register with the vocations office for the upcoming Legacy Retreat.
Excellent. So other kinds of things that are on the horizon for the vocations office. I know you travel a lot.
Well, you know, the travels will be beginning kind of mid-fall, mid-semester point, visiting our seminarians, checking up to see how they're doing with their grades and their ongoing formation. But I also bring prospective candidates to come and see weekend experiences at our seminaries, just so they get the lay of the land and can kind of meet the seminary, the faculty, the students, and see if this is a place that they really envision themselves studying one day.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, listeners, as you know, in this show, we always take short breaks so we can give a shout out to our sponsors, our underwriters, and just general public service announcements, because that's what this is. This is a public affairs show. So we want you to stay tuned, though, because we will be right back.